Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness a standing in the spotlight on showcase of 12 young men who have given you such tunes as the grunt. Pastor P, give me some more. Ladies and gentlemen, without no doubt, these are the JVs.
Hit it.
How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Play so much bone, brother.
Yeah.
How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here.
Yeah.
How you feel, brother?
All right.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah. You're getting down. Look at him. Ha. We're gonna have a fun.
Don't moan so much, brother. Don't moan so much.
I don't get so deep on the hog. Yeah, you take care of all business when you get down there. Give a big round of applause. You know, if we went back to the key of F, what would you think of? Fred, what do you think of when we think of the key of F?
Key of F,
friendly. Oh, man, that's really groovy. That's groovy. Brother Mason. Brother. Yeah.
Okay, y'all. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight, yeah, Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, you relaxed now?
Yes, I am. Very relaxed. Having a funky good time.
But all
yes,
right.
I am. How are you doing this evening, yeah, Sister Antoinette?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
As you just stated, I'm relaxed and having a funky good time. So, yeah, I'm good. It's
well,
great.
That's good.
It's great.
I figured that would
be
one
back.
To wake you up.
Yes. And, again, right quick, before we get started, let me acknowledge Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to our elders, and respect to our family and listening audience for their time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you being here.
Yeah.
Yes. And I hope the family and listening audience is doing good as well. Hope everything is fine with everybody. Everybody. Yes.
Yeah.
So I am so happy that I did take last week off because I'm getting in tune with dreams again, much more deeper because I'm having dreams that are so real. I'm waking up and looking for people in my house from the dream and looking out the windows to see the destruction from storms that in my dream are happening, and dreams of communicating with the universe and telepathically to certain family members, and it's been a beautiful ride so far, thus far. So I hope everybody has been meditating and staying on their square of their reality, perpendicular to the universe, straight up, that right angle, being right. And what we're doing, because hopefully we're going to shed some light dealing with a jack of all trades and a master of none, a.k.a. balance the word, family. Balance your word. And we'll get deeper, not somebody else's word by definition, but what that word is now translated to you. So that's very key, because I've been having... Since we haven't been on for that last week, conversations, phone conversations, personal conversations, person-to-person,
yeah.
face-to-face conversations. People have been talking about the word, that they are into the word. I'm hearing there's no balance. Their personal balance to the word that they're giving is more of a program regurgitation of the definition of what they perceive these words to be. That program keeps us bound in certain words a particular way, and we only see things from that angle or that perspective. And there's so many angles to discover that word to create your own balance, because we are creators, family, and we're not creating it. We're pushing a program. And I hate to say, a lot of us just don't see it. We hear it and we still don't see it. And getting back to the dreams real quick, beginning to see what the universe is showing me, and I'm not going to get into the personal of the dreams, that the images that I'm seeing that I'm putting together, but I'm finding out when I have nice, positive dreams, it's after talking to positive, real people. And when I'm having negative dreams, I'm hearing lies within those words that people are showing themselves through their conversations. You know, one today really tripped me out, you know, and right after that, I had a bad dream, and I was like, there it is. There's my confirmation of these continuous lies that people constantly look over. Because at the end of the day, they're not using their ability to respond to the truth and taking their responsibility. They're looking over it and looking past it. And looking at the balance of the word, what I've been saying lately is that we living this summer real good and happy, and it's so-called by their words, and I open back up for the summer, but we're not ready for the fall. And it's all, for me, the balance of the number behind the words, the fall. Because we've been talking about this since last year, and it's like people are repeating what we said already this year, and still not seeing what's getting ready to take place by the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people who are continuously lying are going to be part of that fall. And again, we don't see it. I had conversations last year and earlier this year with different family members and different people. And they couldn't see that a mandate is going to be used to usher in everything that we've been talking about since this pandemic started. But getting into that little phrase that I use, living good in the summer but not ready for the fall. What's getting ready to happen in the fall, family, is what they've been saying. We notice right now the fall is going to deal with the mandate. Because fall comes to 11, which is 2. Mandate is 20, which is 2. Once we start to see what's getting ready to take place by balancing the word by the number and finding other words, different words with the same number, we'll see exactly what's getting ready to take place. Because I said it before that this is no more than a new Willie Lent that they're using on the public, because we've seen so much with family arguments and everything about taking the shot and those who haven't taken the shot, wearing the mask and not wearing the mask. But getting back to the mandate, this is why we're seeing all around your cities and states that the mandate, the two, is part of the mass. Mass is 2. we're seeing now, even if you've had the vaccine, they're telling you that we're going to start putting the mask back on. Even in schools here, they're saying everybody that goes to the schools, teachers, students who've had the shot or not, everybody is still now going to be required to wear the mask, part of the mandate. Well, I mentioned it last year, that this mandate is what they were pushing. I don't know how it was termed in other cities, but here in Chicago, the terms were stay at home. Stay at home is 38, that too, part of the mandate. Shelter in place, which comes to 56, a two, part of the mandate. It's just the soft preparation of martial law, 29, which is two. It's going to be mandated, family. That's part of the fall that's getting ready to happen that we really can't see, because they got us, again, like a jack of all trades. We all over the place. We everywhere. And we can't master nothing, none. Because the master being seven is your gift, is your journey. We are all on a journey, but we haven't found our gift. We haven't figured it out. It comes out through seven, called your conversations. It comes directly from your seven, called your consciousness. And we can't see what I constantly say. It's hidden in plain sight. We heard it all our life, but that statement, those four words, hidden in plain sight, comes to 74. 7 plus 4, 11, that's another 2. It's always been seeing the mandate behind what's hidden in plain sight. And we're supposed to voice that truth, because voice is 2, part of the universe that's voicing the lies and the untruth. We got enough of the government lying. We don't need to constantly lying to one another. Because the lie being 12 is us, us. If us is lying, how are we going to fix us? It's up to us to fix us, and we can't fix one another with a lie. On a constant, as Gil Scott said in B-movie, mandate my ass. See, because we don't see what's getting ready to happen in the fall. It's all lining up. I constantly text people and tell people about full moons here and there. Not telling people what to do, but hoping that they would take that lead and take for themselves and look these things up. Because that's why each month during a full moon we notice, and you can go to the Farmer's Almanac and check these things out, but you notice how within the full moon they give each moon, full moon, a particular name. For instance, January's full moon was called the Wolf Moon. February's full moon was called the Snow Moon. March full moon was called the Worm Moon. April full moon was called the Pink Moon. May, the Flower full moon. June, the Strawberry full moon. And this month, last week, was July, the Buck Moon. We got other moons like the Harvest Moon, Blood Moon, Frost Moon, Cold Moon, dealing with the rest of the months. But I stopped there in July dealing with the Buck Moon. Because if you did this at the beginning of the year and saw Buck, and then let's go back a week prior to that Buck Moon, everybody was giving that energy that should be getting, or they should be getting from the universe, to sports. So what happened 2 weeks ago dealing with sports? We had the NBA All-Star Game where a team called the Milwaukee Bucks, the Buck Full Moon, fam, in July. The Bucks won in July. Buck comes to 14, 5. The Bucks won 50 years after winning a championship 50 years ago. The MVP of the game scored 50 points, 14 rebounds, a five, and five block shots. We didn't see this because, again, we're preoccupied with giving our energy seven, conversation seven, consciousness seven, gift seven, master your gift, master seven, that energy to sports instead of the universe to see what's getting ready to take place. Because during this buck full moon last week, it came with a warning and with a solution. And it's very simple. The warning was get yourself correct. Stop lying. There's no need to. Stop lying is the warning. And the solutions that is speaking truth, that you start to see the answers you're searching for coming from within you. Because even when I look at the parallels with me, which I always look for, it deals with self first. You see that the January wolf moon, January dealing with Capricorn, wolf being 14, deals with the opposite of Capricorn and Cancer. Cancer, we're in July, we had the buck full moon. Well, buck is 14, wolf is 14. But when we don't start to look at the balance of the words that's even been given in plain sight, we don't see these things because we stay into definitions of what we've been given, running from dictionary to dictionary to dictionary, being guided by somebody else's program. Program is six is the word that we're using that we're supposed to have balance to. Because even when we look farther, dealing with the Bible, in Revelations where it talks about here is wisdom, let he who understand count the number of the beast being the number of man, and his number is 666, 666. That's no more than the six being human that we all are, the six being word, and the six being balance. The human has to balance the word that's coming from within. And we're still using that because even when we look at the 666 and we all are referencing it now to six protons, six electrons, and six neutrons. Well, that abbreviation of proton P, electron E, and neutron N, that's the pen. 666 is 18, which is 9. Pen is 9. It's the pen that's mightier than the words. They just put that S at the end of words at the beginning, and it becomes the pen is mightier than the sword. We're still not balancing these things out. Because, again, a lot of us are really wrapped up into our lie. And as I mentioned on the last class, we're living a lie like it's golden. But, again, family, if you don't correct yourself, I ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm just a messenger giving this information that I'm getting, that I see where we're falling. Because, again, this is why we cannot fix ourselves. It's up to us because there's too many lies being perpetrated for whatever reason. I got one of the craziest comments today stating that the people who are lying don't know what they're talking about, so they don't know what they mean. That's crazy. You know you lying? Nah. Why would somebody even mention that they don't know what they're saying or what they mean when you lie? And that's when I had that bad dream today after that, which confirmed everything that I've been trying to tell the individual, that they constantly brush it off like they're not lying. But again, it's showing me through dreams and through what they're saying that I have to distance myself. I have to trim that leaf off my tree, off my truth, because that's how the tree is by number is truth. 4, God, spiritual, answer, message, solution. It's all part of your tree, but if we're not speaking truth, then our tree is dying anyway. And that's part of what a lot of people are going to go through, carrying all of these lies that they're speaking into existence. That fall is no more than death coming their way. Because these lies will facilitate them contracting this lie called the Delta variant now, regardless if you got it or not. That false negative, false positive is coming your way because we're speaking too many lies constantly, and we won't take that responsibility. We have the ability to respond to correct the wrongs by doing the right thing. And we keep on keeping on lying, family. Like I said, my spirit is weak from that. That's why another one I had to take off so that I could recharge myself, rejuvenate, reboot. Because it's draining listening to my people lie to themselves, thinking they lying to me. It's not working anymore, not here, not where I am, because I have all this beautiful time to do nothing but meditate on all of this while people are at a 9 to 5, 8 hours a day. Those 8 hours are spent partly in the sun, getting that source of the light of information. It's raining down on me. It should be raining on all of us. As Prince said, purple rain. In due time, I break that down by the numbers. Woo! But, again, I don't want to get far off. You can go ahead and start with the current events because I want people to marinate on this mandate of the fall that's happening or getting ready to happen in the fall. Because, again, a lot of us are, and we did that family show about preparations on the physical and material, but we didn't give that preparation on the spiritual. And this is what most of us are missing, the spiritual truth that resides within, but we're basically out of order. Out of order. Especially when we claim to be with the universe and or nature. And nature and the universe is totally in order. It's the people who are out of order, of freaking order. And for the sake of seniors, I won't be using profanity or cursing, even though balance that word of curse, of cursing, of profanity, and see it the way you're supposed to see it and not by their definition that, again, blinds us to a certain degree. Blind being 14, which is 5, the blind leading the blind. And because we can't even balance that, we play games. Game 14. Blind 14. We playing a blind man's game. You're playing the house game and not the house from within each and every one of us. By the way, house is 25/7. Back to your gift, back to your consciousness, back to your conversation, back to your journey. Balance. Because balance being that 6, someone referred to me using the word consciousness in those first 3 letters coming to con. Who's being con then? Because con is 6. If it's not your word, yeah, you are being con because you haven't brought balance. It comes from within. In is 6. my word is coming from within is not a con, especially when I've taken the control to create these words to give back in a much different way than even what I received them. We are receivers and transmitters. Are we transmitting a balanced word, positive thoughts, keeping positive thoughts? Because it's easier to entertain negative, negative, negative. This is why we lie, lie, or some lie, lie, lie. Not all of us. Because like I said, from certain conversations from family members, I had some dreams out of this world. That it, I even text you, Sister Antoinette, and other family members on going to a far, far away world through meditation. And that far, far away world was within me, where I saw the kingdom, a beautiful place that we all start from, to know thyself. So again, let me digress, and hopefully family will take this to heart, because that 666 again, human balanced word, is no more than starting at your heart being six, changing that beat being six. It gives you and puts you on a different vibration being a six. We say these words, but we really don't tie them together with the words that they go with, dealing with the same number, to give balance to what we are trying to deliver. Because we all have something to give, but when we give a little bit of what we perceive and use that word dealing with their definition by any dictionary other than the dictionary from within, we're wordsmiths, and we're supposed to be creating words? I don't think so. Because, again, being all over the place, how can we master these words of balance that comes from within all of us? How do we fix ourselves with the lie? You can't. And then we're trying to have discussions and conversations with others, emitting a lie, wasting time emitting a lie. So with that, Sister Antoinette, let's go ahead and start off with some current events. And let's see if I could put a positive spin on the negative current events that we might partake of this evening.
Fortunately, I have several of them. But first, I have to make an apology. First, I have to make an apology. On July the 23rd, on the show with Brother Ray, we had a caller that called in, and they had gave, I'm sure by accident, information that was not true. They have said that the Supreme Court canceled the universal vaccination, and that was not true. You know, first off, the Supreme Court, they're, you know, Congress is on vacation, so, you know, it's not true. So I ask y'all to, you know, forgive me for allowing that to happen. I didn't know, and I can't help what a caller calls in and says, but different people that contacted me to let me know that this wasn't true. And so I want to put that out there that, you know, that was not true. So,
well, let's interject real quick. There's no need for you to apologize if something that had been stated by a caller, you did not know. You had no idea if it was true or not. But again, family being so great, contacting you and letting you know, all you should be doing is giving that true information on what was misinformed by that caller, the information that was wrong. You know, that's all, because there's no need for you to apologize for anything. You know, you're doing the right thing by correcting. That's what we're supposed to correct the lie.
Yeah.
Correct the lie. See, this is what I just said. And that was
yes,
a beautiful thing that the families called or text you and gave you the proper information. Love you, family, for that. You see, that's
yes,
how we fix
appreciate
us.
That.
That's
yes.
how we fix us. See, we don't let a lie continue. See, because that silence is consent when we say nothing, especially when those of us who know that truth and know it not to be truth and to sit back and to allow someone to lie, that's why I'm where I am now. I can't sit back and let those who just keep lying to me by not balancing the words and the number of the word that comes out their mouth. And I've been talking about this. That's my piece of the puzzle with numbers and words. So when I'm constantly telling people, not with me, and you still do it, I'm going down. I'm going down, baby. My whole world's upside. That's what it is. Their world is upside down. And we talking about the head becoming the tail and the tail because they upside down like a mug.
Yeah.
And getting ready to go down, like I said, the fall. Fall is two and down is two. That's why they say fall down. They're getting ready to go down. And this comes out of their own mouth. Ain't nobody doing it. Government, nothing else. We already got to deal with this lie with the government. Lie being three, government is three. The biggest lie is out there. And now we going to lie to self and one another? Come on. Stop, family. Stop it. Stop it. Accept that lie and correct it. That's all. We've all made mistakes. Hell, I still make mistakes. Ain't gonna stop making to the day I die. But every day I wake up to get it right. Damn, not to do it wrong no more, but to get it right. That's why I got another day above ground to get it right. And we still constantly thinking that all and I'm gonna say this too. And I think I said it earlier, that lie that we keep speaking into existence is only going to bring this nonsense virus to you and yours, you and your family. Don't think because you not got away that your children, your siblings, your parents, your extended cousins, aunties and uncles won't get this because you lying. And we do have some stability to keep things away with certain things we know that we use as protection. But again, those family members we love are going to go down. See, because we all connect as family. We're all connect. That's why connection is three. So you can't get to that true vibration with that lie. And I keep seeing people lying constantly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
It's
for,
so
no reason,
anyway,
no,
with that, I just wanted to, so I just wanted to tell you that. And next week, because we probably won't have time this week, I'm going to reveal what my mom's finally came to me through dreams. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and laid some heavy information that once I discuss it, we all will see where we've been steered to blindly and how we just accept these things now because the old statement of out of sight, out of mind, wow. Woo, thank you, Mother dear. Love you. But with that, Sister Internet, after your
you want me to talk
apology,
the bad news after that?
No,
okay, let me give y'all some more good.
My thing is
no,
the beauty
was,
of
no, that was great. That's the reason why I said I don't want to give any bad to that.
Oh,
but
no.
Have,
like I said. Go ahead with what you got, because, again, I don't want to bring no damper on that because we're supposed to make the negative positive. This is what we have with inside of us because we go through so much negative, we make it positive. If we stay negative, we're going to roll in our own feces, our own mess, in the negativity that we entertain. See? Because dealing with that balance of the word, a lot of people's balance is called entertainment. Entertainment 51 is that six.
Yes, it is.
People are balancing their word off of entertainment.
Yeah, that is so, so true.
But anyway, with that being said, go ahead and let's start the current events.
Okay, well, all right. I got some all right, first off, I'm sure you all know that Simone Biles withdraws from the Olympics, you know, stating that, you know, she wants to focus on her mental health. And now, of course, they had to go after her mother. They had to go and bring her mother into it, you know, who she hasn't been around. So, you know, and I guess, it's, you know, they always got to find something negative about us. So they went to find the negative through her mother, which is terrible because the girl is an excellent athlete. Have you seen her do gymnastics? You know, and they say she's like, you know, the top in the world. You know, they've never seen anything like her.
Of course, I've seen that sister get down and jam and do her thing. Yes, but again, the media is a part of this nasty government who gives them authority to basically do these type of things. Because, again, that was one of the greatest things that I heard when she did that, to basically step away because of her mental stability, regardless if it's real or not, for her to stand on that. Especially when black people feel that mental illness is being weak, going to a psychiatrist is weakness. For her to be on her platform that she's on and to state that, man, not only courage, but it's a beautiful thing, you know.
It is.
Keeping it real.
It's true.
You know, which is saying that, you know, the Olympics is good. It's great. To a certain degree, but it's not more important than my health, be it physical, mental, or spiritual. So I commend that sister. And for them to go after her mother or anything negative to try to tarnish that, because that's what they're doing.
Yes.
That's her private life. Keep it private. She didn't make it public. Why are they? Because, again, public is three.
Yeah.
Part of the lie. Yep. Getting it out in the public. Getting the lie in the public.
Yeah. They want to kill her cat. She's an outstanding young lady. I think she's just 24. I looked that up, but I believe she's 24. But, okay. Now, the next thing, and I found this really hard to believe, that this was a 19-year-old man charged with having sex with a horse after breaking into a Norfolk stable. Police had arrested a man, they said, broke into a horse stable last week and had sex with a horse in an incident that was caught on security camera. Police charged the man with sexual contact with the animal, cruelty to an animal, and breaking and entering during the nighttime with the intent to commit a felony. Now, that is disgusting, but what I really found hard to believe, I mean, outside of, you know, I don't even know what kind of sex he was having. I don't even want to know. But he was a black man. I'm like, when did black men start getting into doing things with animals? I just didn't think that was our makeup.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. It's called bestiality. Yeah, this has been around for a long time. So again,
yeah, but I didn't know that we did that. Well, not me, but
oh, it is.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you're saying
that was in art.
Black people. This is a black person. Well, again,
yes, this
see.
Is black man.
We. That's a program that these nuts are following, and again, they need to. I'm going down. Yeah, he needs to go down. You know, like all of these other sexual predators that's out here. See?
Yes.
Because, again, even when we look at this LGBTQ, and when they added that Q, they added a number. And it comes up to that 22 or 4. This is why instead of being called the LGBTQ parade, it's called the Pride Parade. Pride being 22, LGBTQ being 22. And I think Pride, it's not the first, it is one of the seven deadly sins. See?
Yeah.
And they proud of it, of that sin that they are perpetrating and trying to get the public to follow their lead. Because the government's already pushing them. They're all in the government everywhere. I'm not going to name them. We've heard them in our own particular cities here and there.
Yeah.
Our own particular states. That they're coming out of, as they say, the proverbial closet by the droves. They just coming out everywhere now. Because that pride parade is pushing that pride, as you said, we need to be prideful of being heterosexuals. I got a whole lot of pride in me loving my black women.
And I have a whole lot of pride in me loving my black men. Look, I don't want nothing but.
Thank you. You know, so, but again, I have no problems with anybody's sexuality. Just keep it to yourself. I don't want to know, just like I'm not going around telling my sexual exploits, if it's anything to be told. That's nobody's business but my own.
That is
see?
True. That's so
why
true.
Do they want to advertise it? It's because they're pushing an agenda.
Yes.
And it's basically towards the youth, our children.
Yeah.
To accept these things as a norm, because the word norm is not complete of the word normal, so it's not the norm. Back to the norm. No, it ain't norm. It's not normal.
Yeah.
You know, cut the word, which means you know, cut the numbers, baby. So norm is not normal by a long shot. And we follow that. We getting back to the norm. We want to go to the norm. Then all right, dummy. What did you say by the number of the word to give it balance to see behind that word using the number, the trap you being pulled into by using these words of the occult that we still breaking down coming from Latin, German, France, Middle East, as they call it, Africa, all these different etymologies and terms that come from other groups of people, but they're changed into English. And English is the culprit. English is the confusion. English 5, confusion 5, Babel. Babel is 5. And English is the baby of all languages. We're babbling with the confusion of English that we don't have balance to the word using the numbers. We babbling, family. And we think we're saying something. We can use something different to basically bring us out of this babbling, to balance the word, to put that pen on paper. Protons, electrons, and neutrons, the building blocks coming from the universe, coming through us, put down on that paper. We're not doing that. I always tell people that I talk to on the norm, did you write it down? Did you write it down? That's part of your spell and incantation when we get into that and understanding your spell, it's not just the mind that we keep it in. We got to put it on paper, baby. But again, do what you feel that's within you. All I suggest is get the balance of these words, of the confusion of English that we use daily. And like I said, it might not hit us directly, but when we think about it, start looking at your family members who are passing. And again, we don't know exactly what they passed from if they weren't sick before they went to the hospital. They can tell us COVID. They can tell us the Delta variant. They can tell us the coronavirus. They can tell us the flu, which they ain't going to tell us now. Pneumonia, they ain't going to tell us now. Cancer, they ain't going to tell us now. Diabetes, they ain't going to tell us now. I can go on and on and on.
Nope.
But they're going to tell you, and this is what we believe, without any research, the same way, as you said, once other family members heard, they came and brought it to you real quick. But we don't do our due diligence and advocate for those who have made their transition.
Yeah, that is true.
So again, we finna fall. Well, a lot of us, not all of us. I can't be that blunt and say, because even that number, 70, 30, 30, 70, all of us aren't. And it's very surprising that that 30 or 3 that's alive is that connection of truth that comes from within. See, it's that small amount of that 30% that resonates on the inside, that 70% of these negative ions are concentrated on the outside, called our flesh. 70% flesh, sin from the flesh. Flesh is 70%. This is why it's coming directly in our flesh. Find those balances of these words that we've been told in all these biblical stories. They're allegories. They're parables, as they say. They're metaphors, metaphysics. And because we don't see those same numbers and those words I mentioned, we don't see the correlation of how to get out of this garbage, because we're recycling, we're regurgitating, we're throwing up the same nonsense that we basically embraced, we took in, because we didn't balance from the inside before we brought it back out. Out is also six. What you take in, you give out. What you put out there, you going to get back. Universal law, not man's law. What comes around goes around. We done heard all that. Never putting a number behind anything, but we say it real quickly. As above, so below. No numbers put there, but we saying it by somebody else's interpretation that we embrace that understanding, not having that personal understanding of these words and how to balance it. It might not be the numbers, baby, but have your own way. And for me, I hear your way and the program way every time I speak to my family now, to anybody. I hear that same program, just like, forgive me, but I don't forgive me, because that show you did Friday with the elders and the Air Force man after the 95-year-old, damn, five. True.
Yes.
When he started talking about he now took two of the shots, and if they tell him to take another one, he'll take it, and he advised the people, you know, to take the shot because, you know, I'm saving myself and my neighbor, and I'm, man, you sound like a recording. I had to turn it off.
Yep.
No disrespect, but I didn't want to stay there and say something to be disrespectful to the elders, because, again, silence is consent. So I wouldn't have been able to be silent, so I had to turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. That's why off is 14, family. You have that ability to turn that stuff off. And we choose to listen in abundance to garbage. And we can't see it's garbage because of the program of a perception. that's been conditioned through education. Education being that seven that puts us in the box, box being seven. Even that television picture, television being seven, picture being seven. That's why a picture is worth a thousand words. Wow. Putting you in that box. We say these things and we can't balance the word by saying exactly what they're saying, that it's being basically embedded in our consciousness, in our conversation, through the distraction of the media and the news. All of those are seven. Media, distractions, news, consciousness, TV, or excuse me, television being the seven, because TV is part of the 5G that they changed to abbreviate television. The TV is 5G. So we've been into the program of the 5G that's been conditioning us for this 5G tower to be used on us today. That's all. It's an updated technology frequency being used. And again, for me to see that frequency at work is to see all these lies around me, around us, because 5G comes to three. TV comes to three. Lie comes to three. Government comes to three. Fire comes to three. Because that's what the world is being destroyed by right now, fire. It ain't the image of the fire that they done put in your head. It's bringing balance and wisdom to those words to see that fire ain't no more than the lie that we done bought into and taken the shot. Shot being three is part of the lie that these people and our people are perpetrating for this monster, because for any elder who has been through all of the hell of some dealing coming out of slavery or some coming out of Jim Crow, and to actually believe these individuals who now put us through that much hell want to save you now with a shot, that is not your three. Three being your salvation. That is not your salvation, that shot. That is your sacrifice. They trying to kill you. Kill being that three. Sacrifice being that three. Shot being that three. So if we accept that lie and take that shot, I can't say I'm sorry, family, but if we're not spiritually inclined the way all of these mostly religious people, because that's what's getting me too, that the majority of the lies that I get are from religious people or former religious people who were embedded in the church and then came out of the church, but came out lying just as much as the pastor. Ain't no better than that bastard in the pulpit who's up there lying, because that's part of his job, to not reveal the truth, to keep you coming back for a lie, because that ain't the church. As those who claim to follow Jesus, going to synagogues, church, mosque, whatever you attend, Jesus preached out in the church called the universe, baby, to the people, the multitude, in the air, in the sky, from the universe. That's the church. That's why that never closes. When any pandemic or virus hits, that church don't close. So what church you go to that closes? It ain't the universal church. Come on, family. See, talk to me. That's what talk is for. It's got to be real talk. 4-4. Speaking truth. 4-4. Put balance behind, so that you not only give that balance, but it makes five. You giving five is called sense. You giving five is called the facts. For those who research to find the facts, because my facts reside on the sense that's being made with the balance of the word using the numbers that we all see, not knowing the number, but knowing that word that's being given. But I'm still giving it my way, even though I've been programmed to give it their way, not no more, baby, because I've taken the balance back from the program, because I'm now deprogrammed, program being six, deprogrammed six. What they gave me to put in, it don't come back out that way, because I put balance on every word that the number reflects. It makes so much sense, more sense than the garbage we've been pushing for centuries. So, again, let me back off and let you go on to the next current event, because, again, that's part of, again, for you to even come up with that article with that sister and then them going after her mother. Isn't that always the way they do it? If they can't find nothing bad or negative on you, they try to find something bad and negative within your family or your past.
Yep.
Because
yes,
all of us have did a little something shaky in our past, but it's called growing up. Growing,
yep.
The growth that grows gets past that, see, because we have to answer for our own mistakes. But again, when we lie to others, we don't have to just answer to self. We have to answer to those that we've lied to. Because thinking that,
true,
okay, I ain't going to lie no more, but I didn't take that responsibility to let that person know, hey, it's coming back, baby. And like they say, it's coming back three, four, tenfold. When it hits that behind, it's going to hit that behind. Because we won't see the numbers to balance the words that's behind the word. This is just a way, not the way, but a way, one out of many. And I've been pushing this for 5 years on these airs for people to just apply. And again, I can't make nobody do anything, but at this juncture, what we're getting ready to go through, getting ready to hit, that 2022, that six, that word. You bring in the balance of that word into the six, that is not the knowledge that we're supposed to be giving one another. And this is why we perish for lack of the six, a lack of knowledge to fall. A lot of people ain't going to make it to next year. Hate to say it. But it is what it is, as James would say. It is what it is. It is what it is. So, again, Sister Internet, I keep talking and saying you to go to the next current event, and I start talking again. But, woo, like I said, this it was so beautiful to just be into the moment of the spiritual truth, being awoke and in dreams. Because like I said, several of those dreams, I got up and I had goosebumps because I got up looking for stuff from the dream and realized that was a dream.
Yeah.
Man, it was one of those that it seemed so real.
Yeah.
That after I got myself together, I still had goosebumps. So I was like, ooh, yeah, talk to me. Because that's
yeah,
what was happening. I was getting downloads and information, and I had to sit back and reflect. And that's what, like I said, I feel sorry for all of my people that don't have this afforded time for real meditation and visualization. We do meditate. But the more you meditate, just like monks, and it takes me back to my martial arts days and how in high school I had people calling me monk, because that was a transition in martial arts I was going through from the physical to the spiritual. And now to be much, much older and to even reflect back and to pick those things up that were useful. That's why reflection, along with meditation and visualization, is very important. But when we don't correct the wrongs that have been done while reflecting on all of this, this is why we can't see our dreams and we can't make heads and tails of our dreams, because there's no way you need to ask anybody to decipher or decode your dreams. But it's because we are not balancing the images in the dreams, nor the words from the images or the words that's being spoke throughout the dreams. Half of the times we don't even remember what we're saying, we only remember images. But we're talking and getting information in our dreams. Because when I do get with people who want me to help them interpret their dreams, they never tell me the words that are being spoke. They tell me the words of the images that they've seen, but they're not hearing anything. It's like watching a movie on mute. Some of us, not all of us, because again, yeah. I haven't talked to a whole bunch of people to confirm what I've seen thus far or what I've heard thus far. So go on to the next current event, because I'll keep talking.
Okay, well, this one I'm very happy to announce before I announce another bad one. But yesterday, or the day before, Brother Ray did an interview on YouTube, and I really advise y'all to go and check it out. It was an excellent, excellent interview, and Brother Ray gave so much information that he has not even told us, y'all. But it was it's titled Dr. King's Driver, Raymond Fontore Interview. And it's on the Juan B channel on YouTube. So I really advise y'all to check it out. It was truly, truly, it was one of the best interviews that I've heard Brother Ray give. So I truly advise y'all to check that out. Please check it out. So also, since I brought up Brother Ray, don't forget the drumming on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world. When it's 3 p.m. Eastern time, you know, we still want everyone to be drumming. Okay, now with that, let me also bring up, don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Helios Filios. Okay, now, here's another one, and I mean, and you know what, I guess I'm still going to say I was surprised, I was shocked, but prosecutors unveiled had sexual contact with an underage boy. Federal prosecutors on Friday. Federal prosecutors on Friday filed new accusations against R&B singer R. Kelly in New York sex trafficking case, including that he allegedly had sexual contact with an underage boy in addition to the previously reported abuse to teenage girls and women. So I'm not going to go any further into that. I just thought that, you know, that was, the boy was 17 years old. It happened in 2006. He met the boy at McDonald's, invited him to attend an after party at his house in Chicago. So is that enough, Brother Eddie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, again, not to take up for anything that's negative, but to know that I trust nothing at face value coming from the media. Because just like the lie that they've given to us, I know that some of it is true, but a whole bunch of it is a lie.
Yes, of course.
Like they lied on Michael Jackson, just like they lied on Prince, they lied on Marvin Gaye, James Brown, so forth and so on, always coming up with something negative. This man is already dealing with negative things. So for me, for whatever reason, they feel that they don't have enough, that they're going to keep pushing dirt, spreading dirt, spreading hate, spreading lies, you know. Because, again, as you said, it's an accusation.
Yeah.
So, again, they putting that out there just for the distraction and for that to bring people down, because the accusation, the mention of this in any respects basically puts more of a damper on this brother. Like
yes,
I said, I don't agree with anything that he might have, because I don't know, negative.
Yeah,
other
I don't
than,
know either. I wouldn't know.
Other than them showing the tape of him urinating on this little girl, or this young girl, you know, which, again, I can't really go there because I never watched it. Because at the end of the day,
I heard about it, but I never watched it.
Him doing this, that, or the other doesn't change my life one so whatsoever. Even if I was a fan of R. Kelly's, it wouldn't change my life. Other than those who are fans getting emotional behind accusations or videos that the media push out for whatever reason, because we know it's all for something negative at the end of the day.
Yes.
So, yes. But like I said, the brothers.
I have a question.
What's that?
I was saying I had a question, but go ahead and finish with your comment.
No, I was just going to say with that, just, you know, I wish the brother well in all his endeavors, wherever this might lead him. But more than anything, I'm not wishing. I meditate on truth. So let the truth come out. See, because I'm tired of the media and the government and all these different entities behind the news with all these lies. You know, it's almost up for them, too. Like I said, it's not just about the lies that we tell, but the lies that they're telling. This is why they're trying to, again, go warp speed, metaphysics, warp speed, with giving these shots, these vaccines. And now they're coming up with one that you can take through the nose. You don't have to get a shot, but you can take it through the nose.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
Yes.
Oh,
just
shoot.
Like
close
again.
Close it to your brain.
That's it. Nose is 14. Brain is 14. This is why they stop swabbing your mouth and start swabbing up your nose. 14. Balance all that. Going directly to the brain.
Oh, Lord.
It's all connected. And they're doing this for it to be introduced, because now the five is that the CDC is trying to recommend that this could be done to children as young as, 5 years old. We was on 12 a couple of months ago. Now it's down to 5 years old. We want your babies before they go to school in kindergarten and Head Start. We want them earlier and earlier and earlier. Because the means,
and giving them medical permission over their bodies at and they're underage. Because you see, I've seen the commercials where the Gavicide, I guess that's the one for supposed to prevent cancer, the PV something. Forgive me, y'all, but I think that's the one to prevent cancer. So now they're saying if you're 12 years old, you can get this vaccine without your parents' permission. You don't need rental permission. Why are they giving these children permission over their parents? And then, you know, I mean, I got to thinking, okay, well, you know what? They don't really want the parents involved in their children's lives, you know, as far as sex, as far as, you know, medical, you know, anything. And to me, this is all a genocide, because normally, when it comes to children, black parents are really on their children more, in my opinion, than white people. White people are more freer with their children. And, I mean, and I could be wrong, but to me, this is, it's still all just a form of genocide. And then you also got to think about the Georgia Guidestones. Pardon me?
No, I was just saying, basically, it's biblically. When we go back and look at Revelations, and they said the child will be against the parent, the mother against the father, the brother against all of this. This is where we are right now. It's, they're making biblical truth come to pass with all these things. They started a couple of decades ago when they were telling the children to report their parents for child abuse.
Yeah.
You know, some of it was child abuse, but a lot of it was just disciplining your child.
Yeah.
You know, but now that's against the law. Whose law? Man's law.
Yeah.
Universal law is you do to your child as you see fit to make sure that you raise him or her up the right way.
Yep.
See, so again, yes, the government has been overstepping their boundaries. But the only way that they get away with it is because the parents become submissive. The parents adhere to the nonsense. I told my children a long time ago, cool, call them, but by the time they get here, your ass is going to be done, going to be out. You out of it. Shit, they can do what they want to do with me, but you're going to remember this behind whooping. You're going to remember what you did wrong and why you got it. So while you think I'm in there suffering, your butt's going to be suffering too.
Yeah.
See? So, but again, I heard so many parents back in the 90s telling me I can't spank my child. What?
Oh, shoot. I don't know who they were.
I couldn't believe that. And like I said, the government that scared you into, like I said, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. I'm standing for mine. I ain't going to let no society or the government raise my child, and I'm here. No way, no how. So whatever you think you got to do to me, you do to me, because you ain't going to stop me from being the parent, the father, the protector, and the guide that I'm supposed to be in raising my children, because I know what you want to do with them. Feed them, screw them, kill them.
Yep.
No.
And
not
especially
mine.
Since they start making that choice on who's going to jail from elementary school. They already got them, you know, already preparing how many beds they're going to need in the future according to how children are in elementary school.
Yeah, and it starts at what? That three, that lie, it's called a third grade. Ain't that something? And even Bill Clinton used that three, call it three strikes and you're out. That three. Why they keep coming up with that three being that lie? See, hopefully we start tying all this together.
Because
you know.
It's the kill. And they are killing.
That's what they're doing.
They are
killing.
The spirit.
There you go. I was about to say, you don't have to kill a person physically. You kill them mentally and spiritually. They're walking zombies. 5G.
Yep.
It's walking zombies by the numbers. And we keep saying the walking zombies, the walking dead.
Yeah.
Not balancing.
Just don't have enough sense
those.
To lay down.
And we don't balance the numbers with the numbers that's right in front of us, saying 5G and saying walking zombie. That's what the 5G is getting ready to give us, the walking zombies. Part of that lie. But again, those zombies, we can even hear within the conversations that we have, who's a zombie?
Yeah.
Zombie is seven, family. Conversation is seven. See?
But let me ask you something. Do you remember when they were first rolling out 4G and before 4G fully came into effect? And they said then that all this stuff was going to happen because of 4G. So it seems like whenever, I mean, I know that, you know, some of this is true, that it does affect you, because I'm sure that when electricity first came out, it still affected you. So is this just our bodies preparing for this, that it goes through different changes? Or is this a weapon that's being used against us?
It's both, and I'm so happy, because I couldn't find my paper on that, but you brought everything to memory when you said that, because that's exactly right. This is what this 5G is intended to do, using the waves at a particular frequency or hertz. See, because we still haven't truly understood that the spiritual realm that we even entertain is electrical. It's electricity. This is what our bodies, how we get the animation to move from the electricity, because electricity is 49, that four, spiritual. But guess what? Why do you think when we go to doctors and we get examined, they give you an EEG or EKG, which is reading your electrical brain waves? When you die, damn it, when you die, what do? They get some damn defibrillator paddles and say, clear, and hit your heart with electricity, baby, to bring you back to life, because it's electricity charge that gives us life. And this 5G is affecting that electrical. That's why everything is done dealing with the electricity of when it's brought in at a particular time. Yes, my love. This is what they're doing. We don't know how tied in to the spiritual that it's electricity, electrical impulses, that beat that's the strongest pump that comes from the heart. You also have other beats in the carotid vein in your neck that they feel for that pulse, that electricity. They feel your pulse in your wrist, that beat, electrical.
Yeah.
Electrical beams by nature. And like I said, we throw ourselves off with the lie that does not resign in the truth of the electrical life that we have. Because that's what was breathed into us, life. Breath is 31. Wow. Electric, baby. Four. Electricity. See?
Yeah.
This is how I balance everything behind the number, because it's all hidden behind the number of the words that's being used, and we are supposed to be able to bring the balance to the word, being the wordsmiths and creators that we are, to take back the nonsense we keep pushing that's taking us farther down the proverbial rabbit hole, farther and farther and farther down. That's why rabbit is 4:22. Wow. Taking that electrical spirit down a hole. And by the way, hole, H-O-L-E, it's 15, y'all.
It's the so there we are on six.
On that six again. See, that's why we're going down that hole, because we can't balance what's right in front of us in plain sight. Because
and
I see
so that's
the whole
where
it way
comes
they give it to me.
The word.
That's it. That's why balance is 15. That's six. Word is 15. That's six. This is why the time of the third is that three again. The third horseman, the connection that he brings, he rode in a black horse with a pair of balance in his hands, family. And we ain't balancing the word, the good words that we have. We ain't balancing it at all. Constantly hollering, we hear the word, we speak in the word, but we have no balance to the word we speak. The real power of the word is the number behind the word, just like understanding that word of God. It gives power to that name and every other word that reflects that name with that number of God. We say it all day, every day, in different words of God with that number, not knowing the number of God. So, yes. You can go ahead to the next current event. Well, I'm starting to sweat now, so I'm feeling good.
Well, I'm glad you are. Well, that's all for me, but you do have a call.
Okay.
If you're ready.
Yeah, we can bring the call in because I want to ask the family. Let me ask the family this while we bring the caller in so that they could marinate on this.
Okay.
I've been hearing a lot of part of my life, I say within the last 30 years or so, I've been hearing things about the map that we look at is upside down.
Oh,
so
yes, I've heard that.
Okay. So for me, I would like the family to explain to me that makes sense to not only them but to me how they can basically prove that the map is upside down by balancing that word, not nobody else's stuff that they know read. No, give me your balance to your word that you can show me, darn it, how the map is upside down. I believe it because I know it, and I'll give my balance to all these words after we let our family in. So let the call in, Sister Internet, and family meditate on that for a minute, because I've heard that for so long.
Okay. All right, area code 618. Area code 618. If you have yourself on mute, take yourself off, please.
I was just listening.
Okay, you had your hand up.
Family doing? I'm sorry. Sometimes it just put me in queue without even me knowing it. I don't know. These phones work different strange sometimes.
I understand. They've all been back to praise. I'm just pressing number one, and you'll take yourself out of the queue. And when you're ready
all
to come on, then just press one again. Okay?
All righty.
All right. Thank you. Eddie, that was it so far, so I have something for you so you can get started, okay?
Okay.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Okay, brother.
I love it. Because the strange thing is, ain't nothing a coincidence. After I woke up from a little nap with that dream that seemed so real, when I turned the television on, what was on? Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, I was like, wow, this is a treat to wake up to after this disturbing dream that was confirming the lies of the individual that I had been conversing with. So, yeah, that's, man, it's a beautiful thing because I missed half of it, but I know the movie runs through my head. I can see it in my head because I've actually seen that movie over 100 times, and that's no lie.
Yeah, I've seen that movie. I haven't seen it in years, but.
Yeah, and.
Yeah, I'm a big Bruce Lee fan.
I came up on the part where Bruce Lee was finna fight Hans Henchman that came out and had a board and hit the board and smash the board into so many pieces. And the beautiful statement Bruce said was, boards don't hit back. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Because I love it. Because, yeah, you can break boards off, but they ain't going to hit you back. You got to get an opponent who's going to smack you back in the face. You know, but you're going to hit a board like you some big stuff because I broke a board. Please. Oh, I love it. But getting back to the statement.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
And they've been playing it here on this particular channel all month because June 20th, which when you look at that a different way, is 7-11, 20 being an 11. 7-11 is how I remember is when he was murdered, my own opinion from my own research. They can say he died from this. No, stop it. But anyway, this is why.
Because I thought they said he died of a brain aneurysm. Or was it his son that died from a brain aneurysm?
No, his
son died from a bullet.
Brandon got shot during the movie up during filming of The Crow.
Yeah.
And
it was supposed to be a blank bullet on the set.
Right, it was supposed to be a blank, and they had a bullet in the damn gun, you know, which means it did not have a...
He died of a brain aneurysm. That's what
that's
they said.
What they
he died
said.
Of a brain aneurysm.
That's what they said, exactly. So, but anyway, yes, that was his masterpiece before he made his transition. You know, that was one of the greatest martial arts films, and to see an individual be able to move. Anyway, see, I'm getting off into Bruce. I'm going off on the tangent.
Okay, that was my fault. Yeah. I just
No, because it was a good, beautiful memory that you took me back to, but I wanted to stay on topic with even bringing balance to that question. To the family on how can you prove to anyone that the map is upside down. And like I said, I don't see any other way to prove it other than what I've been given by balancing the words and the numbers of the words. So when I see any word, I immediately see the number. So when I see map, guess what number math comes to? 5. Mm. Ain't that something?
Oh, wow. Yes,
math
it is.
Comes to 5. Why does math come to 5? Because the map, being the artificial, is mapping the brain. Your brain is 14, which is the 5. The map is an artificial description or display of the brain. And then they give you the map. And haven't we always referred to that we live down south and we go up north?
Yeah.
Everybody goes up north, Chicago, New York, Canada, going to the north. Well, I look at that and I see how they've turned it around just by using the words. And our program of saying up north and down south. Wow. When I saw it, up comes to 9. South is 27. 2 + 7 = 9. South has always been up. They turned it upside down, just like turning our brains upside down to repeat this nonsense. And when you look at north, 21, ain't that 3 again? North is bottom.
It is.
The north
so
is at the
bottom. Lie.
There's the lie. There you go. They now turned it around and made the north the top or up and made the south down. This is why now you're seeing a lot of people, a lot of our family going back to the south, the southern states, because they're not knowing but feeling that's the up. This is why the Mississippi River and the Nile River flows up, not down. Just like spinal cord, the fluids go up, but then they come back down, but it's another fluid through an exchange as it goes up and down. But that's why we from the South, and when you think of what you asked earlier, and we went through seeing the electricity, we have more, like everything else, electricity flowing through our bodies. Because all of us melanated people, by the name that they referred to us, was copper colored people. Well, why copper, not, or why not brown or tan or beige or dark color? They said copper, because copper is one of the greatest conductors of electricity, family. We have more electricity because of our melanin that flows through our blood. This is why they want our blood being 12, that 3, and our organs. Organ being 16, which is the 7. Melanin being 16, which is the 7. That's why they want your melanin in your blood, family, because of the electrical charge that resides in copper colored people.
Yeah. Now they want your blood plasma. They're offering to pay up to $1,000 for blood plasma.
That's it, because, again, it's a shortage of blood being donated now, because a lot of people are coming to realize that they're not using all this blood that they're getting for what they're talking about. Half of the blood is always being used for experiments. It's
I didn't know that.
The elder was saying when he took the shot, yeah, he knows about the Tuskegee experiment, this, that, and the other, but that's one. That's one. How many other Henrietta Lacks that we don't know about? That they have used their DNA to cure, and we don't know about it. The only reason we know about these things, we had a whistleblower somewhere that came and basically revealed this. How many other Tuskegee experiments have we had, and are we still having today? We're still going through these experiments that we don't even know. Because, again, they definitely ain't going to tell you until somebody drops dime, until somebody blows the whistle.
That
but
is so
regardless of people directly blowing the whistle, the universe is dictating all this change and things being revealed at this time. That's why the universe dictates all changes. That's why a lot of people ain't going to change. And they're going to stay embedded in their life, regardless of what we say or who says what. They're already committed. Because, again, once you commit to a lie, which means you have said and repeated the lie over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, you believe that garbage. You believe that lie.
Yeah.
But you have built on that lie, and you have to continuously build on a lie to keep that lie covered. It don't matter. The universe has informed me. The air has informed me. In the sky, in the wind, that you, I was about to curse and don't need to. You people finna go down. That's why people is two. Down is two. Fall is two. Certain people getting ready to fall down in the fall.
Yeah.
An old song I remember. Are you happy? Are you feeling real good? Are you happy? Let me hear you say. And I'm happy because the universe has shown me the words from certain people that are crappy. See? And these crappy words now is going to take them to an early grave. See, because they continue to lie during the summer. In the fall, it will be your eternal slumber. Yes, eternal, baby. Regardless if it's physical death, mental or spiritual, you getting ready to get it from all barrels, from all ends. Take it to the bank. Bank is seven. That's your consciousness. This is a conversation. Take it to the bank, baby. Because we putting our mind in the wrong bank. They call it our money. Because that's where we invest our money, in a bank, instead of investing your mind in your consciousness or your higher consciousness, referred to as your memory bank. So, yeah, we getting ready to catch it. Or those who are constantly pushing their own agenda, their own lie, because it's called Agenda 21. 21,
yes, it is.
Lies 12. Your agenda is a lie, just like their agenda is a lie. You all going down the same hole with the lie. And it ain't that hole coming from CERN, as people know. And it's no coincidence that CERN is 5, baby, 14. And I've been hearing other people talking about CERN is revving up. It ain't never really went down. They just stopped reporting on it. That's when it's up to us to go and get the facts to find it out, being that 5, dealing with CERN, 5.
Yes.
But, yes, back to
we
that.
We have a caller, but I also have a question. So can
okay.
I do the question first and then take the caller? Okay, now.
Exactly. Give me your question. Go ahead.
All right. Now, if cold air rises, which would be the north.
Hold on. If what? What rises?
Cold air rises. Cold air rises.
Okay. Okay.
Right, so the cold air is up top, and the heat is down at the bottom. You know, heat goes to the bottom. Well, doesn't that make the map correct? They lie about so much, I don't know what's true and what's not true. I mean, so when I look at the map, I just look at it as far as who's ever perspective and where they're looking at the map from. You know, where they are in the world is, you know, how they're viewing things. To place this here and this, that there and, you know, to call this up and this down. But if cold air rises, then wouldn't that be the north?
Yeah, because the coldness is in space. The coldness is in the universe. We ain't never went there, and they done lied about all this, but if they claim to be going up in space, why you think they got them damn spacesuits on with all that insulation? Because it's cold. Universe
yeah.
is 2. Cold is 2. You saying the same number. Air is 2. Cold, air, right? Cold, 2, air, 2, universe, 2. It all comes from blackness, 2. Black, 2. The blackness that resides in your mind, 2. Mind being 2. So, yes. Yes, but they tell you that the heat rises, the heat goes up. And that's the heat coming from what's burning below because, again, that's a fire that takes that heat up. That's the humidity that takes it up because
yeah.
when it's humid, it pulls the water, the moisture from
the
earth back up in the air in order for it to come back down as rain, as snow, as hail, as sleet. So forth and so on. But it all has numbers, baby. Find the numbers
yeah.
and you find the truth. That's what I try to get. And it becomes your truth because you found those words to balance out that program that we've been stuck in trying to define that word by their definition. That gives them the power and the con, as somebody said, control.
Yeah.
Under their control by abiding by the word the way it was given to you and you see it no other way. I'm going to just share. Well, no, bring the call in, and yeah, I'll share that after the call.
Okay.
Okay.
Area code 706.
Greetings, Sal.
Greetings, Brother Kwame. How you doing?
I'm very grateful, bro. I'm listening to you dropping the numbers and making everything come to order. But there is a greater order, and what you're talking about in overstanding north from south.
Okay.
It's already in our solar system, in which the sun travels to a point. It rises in the east on March 21st, and that begins the process of spring. It'll travel 90 degrees, and it'll get to the point, to its furthest point, going north. It'll ascend up until June 21st, which is the summer solstice. Then at that summer solstice, it will peak, and then it'll start dropping, and it'll go to the next 90 degrees, and it'll be the fall equinox. And then it'll travel from the fall equinox until it reaches December 21st, which will be the southernmost part. And so this gives you your direction by following the sun and the magnetic field in the sun, drawing that energy, because when it's at its furthest point in the north, it is at its highest, and that's where we have our summer. And what we have is the equator, which divides us. So what happens is you have the Tropic of Cancer and you have the Tropic of Capricorn. You have summer in the north. You have winter in the south. And so what you have is divine order. That's the order of nature. And what you follow it by is through nature is that spring begins, the year begins March 21st, not December 31st. That's where Sirius is rising, and that just like we just had July 4th, Sirius and the sun rise together on that date, and they will travel, and they just finished traveling to make the new year begin in the east in Egypt, where the Nile River has risen. The Nile River is in the east. It runs from the south to the north.
Brother Kwame, please forgive me. I can make an announcement. Please forgive me. I'm sorry, y'all. Please forgive me. It's 5 minutes left in this live program. You have 5 minutes to call in if you have a question or a comment, or if you just want to listen to the show. The call-in number is area code 626-414-3504. Again, that number is area code 626-414-3504. And Brother Eddie, can you give the other number?
It's area code 515-605-9343. Area code 515-605-9343.
Okay, and do you want to give your contact information for those that won't be with us?
Yes, I could be contacted at e.brewer1942@gmail.com. That's e.brewer1942@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. And don't y'all forget, on Sunday, the Helios at 10 a.m. And 3 o'clock, don't forget, Brother Ray, the drumming at 3 p.m. Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world. When it's 3 p.m. Eastern time, we want to be drumming. And we're drumming to lift every voice. And it's to pull down these evil people, evil things, whatever you want to call them, that is doing all this harm to the people. Also, I'm having a show on Friday with Miss Kim and the Dotas, the documented original Tuskegee Airmen. Okay, so with that, Forgive me, Brother Ray, and caller, the next caller, I'll be with you as soon as
Brother Kwame
is complete. Oh, forgive me. See, I'm rushing. Forgive me.
Yeah.
Forgive me, Brother Kwame.
Oh, no, I know what you're saying. So, and I thank you because, you know, it's most important to get that information set forth because people needing to get what Brother Eddie is giving freely from his heart. And so the part in understanding is that there is order, and what we're following is a galactic order. And the order is that the sun and the moon has a certain journey that it makes. And the sun right now, with it being summer, comes up further in the south. And as the season will change, they will switch because the sun is in the highest point in the north. The moon is at its furthest journey to the south. And now they'll transit and they'll move across each other. And then you have an eclipse and then they'll switch back. So that's how, and then you have the migration, and also you have the constellation alignment, because you look at the Big Dipper in the summer, it's pointed north, and then it'll point to the east, and then it'll point to the south, and then it'll point to the west, in that same directions of the, just like the 90 degrees, that it'll turn, and this axis will turn. And that constellation will change, and that's where they got the emblem of the swashbuckler, is the Big Dipper. When it turns each angle, when it's straight up, you see the part, the bowl of it going one direction. Then when it turns again, so you have that, and that was the essence of what they made in Kemet of the swashbuckler, the four directions of the Big Dipper. So what you're looking at, and then you have to understand that the electromagnetic, you have the birds that will fly and migrate to the south in the winter, and then they know in spring that the electromagnetic energy, and they'll follow the electromagnetic energy, and they'll go back to north. That's how they migrate. They migrate by current. There's a magnetic field that the ones in the ocean, they will migrate and know that it's mating season. The animals in nature knows that alignment of the mating season, and they are in order with nature. Man is out of order.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the part that we're having to understand, getting back to nature and getting back on our frequency. And getting back what we call getting back on the square, you know, and that's very powerful in what we're looking at, because you can take that square and you make that circle, because that's what the symbol of the square and the compass is for the sign of Masonic. And the most, and these are the ways in which they stole certain things in which they know. But this is by design, because the Washington Monument at the summer and winter solstice is in perfect alignment, because that's why they had to make D.C. become the capital, because it had the true north that they needed to make this alignment with the constellation that would rise in the spring, would be the rising of Virgo, because in the east would be Pisces. So they had to have it. Philadelphia did not have a true north, what was supposed to have been the first capital, because they didn't have a direct north connection. So that's why 16th Street is the true north parallel that runs through D.C. and its wagon wheel. That's how I came upon my understanding what's north and what's south. The mapping that they did is by design, because they made all of the people of color lands small and the people of non-color lands larger. That's to give the image of their supremacy.
Just an illusion.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Yep.
But just like you said, nature itself and how the animals itself follow that current and know that electrical pull. That's why I said copper is the greatest, one of the greatest conductors of electricity, copper color people. We are.
Well, I would look at something that we talk about being vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D is really a hormone, and it's really activated by the sun. And the thing that it's activated it is through the melanin. The more melanin that we have, the more conductive we are of the hormone that activates with the melanin and the sun. Even when we activate wearing sunglasses, our people, we have brown retinas and dark retinas, which is our natural sunglasses. And when you learn to sun gaze, and I've been a sun dancer in Native tradition, and what you're doing is when you look into the sun or you're absorbing the sun through your eyes, you're putting, releasing the hormones that release into your brain cells. This is why we have such deficiencies, and we have prostate cancer, we have fragile bone, and you have a lot of the illnesses is because we lack the connection with our sun. We used to be full body sun people. That's why we walked around in the continent basically naked, is because the energy of the sun replenished, and it was like our body was on steroids because the sun could do that much activation to your body's organs and to your brain. And so this is why we wore as less clothes as possible in the sun, and this is why they said we are the people of the sun. When we start acclimating to the climate and spending 6 months out of a year in heavy garments and bundling up and wrapping ourselves up, we cut ourselves off from our natural resources that recharges our body. That's why we have the deficiencies and the things that are going on in our body, and then not being fed right, then being polluted by another frequency, you're basically killing the human body by cutting it off from its natural sunlight.
That is so, man, so correct and profound dealing with the numbers, because again, just understanding what you said, one of our groups put it out, EWF, Earth, Wind, and Fire. We are people, mighty people of the sun. In our hearts lie the answers of the truth you can't run from. Understanding, overstanding, understanding. When you said that sun that gives us that vitamin D, which is our natural source of power, sun is 13-4. D is the fourth letter, 4.
Right.
It's a direct connect by number in everything that's being said. If we see the number even behind what's being said, we see the truth. Truth is 4. We see how all of that lines up, bringing balance to that, for me, by the number, to see the truth in what I say. I can't speak for anybody else, but I can basically totally agree, and agree is 23, which is 5, with all the sense and the facts that are being made when the statements are being said. I love you, my brother, because, again, that's right on point.
Thank you, Brother Tommy.
Yeah, and I just wanted to share one other thing, because when we look at the clock is the planetary journey, and that's why they're able to take the 1 through 12, and each number coincides with the other. 12 from what's at the bottom, 6, equals 6. 3 from 9 equals 6. And each way you go diagonally from every number on there will all come to 6.
And the key point is to use that horizontal line called the minus sign when you're doing
right.
that. Because, again, 12 among 6, 12 minus 6 gives you 6. 9 minus 3 gives you 6. So forth and so on. When we see it, you'll understand how even the clock, and when they even name the clock is referring to the sun. It's just artificial because sun is 13, clock is 13.
Right, but you look
That's
at
why you add those 12 hands, and the clock itself makes 13.
You have four seasons. So we're in Cancer, or we just came out of Cancer. But when you're in Cancer, which is 12 straight up, right below it, the six below it is the winter solstice. When you look at the spring, March 21st is the beginning of the season, and the opposite of the spring is the nine
September.
On the other end.
September.
Right.
Yep. That's it.
Right. And so you see the parallel in the constellations as to what they put the hands on the clock, because each one goes 90 degrees and we stay 90 days is a season.
Mm-hmm. Numbers line up. Numbers don't lie. So, yes, that's
right.
Why I stay there. That's
right.
Man.
The 90 degrees in all four directions comes out to 360 degrees,
mm-hmm.
which is the nine of completion.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
But there was another caller, you said, Antoinette?
Yes, there was. I was waiting for you to complete. Everything you
I'm
say
done.
Is always fascinating. You always bring us so much valuable information. I truly appreciate you. Okay, well, oh, you know a lot, Brother Kwame. Okay, area code 732.
Highest exaltation to everyone. Brother Eddie, when you were speaking of copper,
mm-hmm.
I was wondering, like you see copper, sometimes you see it on people's roof, like you'll see the copper or in certain parts of their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Was that copper there, or is because you don't see it that much anymore, or is that copper there because the electricity, copper is such a protector that the electricity can't go through copper?
It's a conductor. What is hard for electricity to go through is another three called lead. This is the reason they got rid of all of the lead paint decades ago, because they knew that the lead paint would shield us against the 5G today. They knew this years ago. See, this is why, again, lead is a protector, because every time you get an x-ray and you get in that room and they tell you don't move, they run behind a lead damn partition and say don't move,
mm-hmm.
because they know what, every time you get an x-ray, what that does, it kills certain cells, cell being 12 in your body, because your body isn't protected by 12 called lead. They, these people are, they're something else.
And when then one day, I know years ago, you would always hear that the lightning, if it didn't usually hit our people, and was that because of the copper in our body?
I wouldn't say that exactly. I just say that we were being protected. Because it's an old story that I've heard so many times before, that in the South, when a storm or a hurricane started to come down certain communities, you saw the elders come out with an axe, and they would actually put that axe in the ground, and that storm would not hit that particular area.
Was it because of the
next, or was it that understanding of being in nature and knowing how to split that storm from coming your way?
No, could I help
go
on
ahead.
That?
Go ahead, Brother Kwame. Go ahead, please.
Okay, and yeah. what that X did was, is there, just like I said, there's a current that runs through the earth. And what you do is when you put that axe in the ground, you ground and you break that current flow in order for it to miss your house. So what you're doing is that you're making sure that if there's an electrical current that's drawing down the electricity of the lightning that while it's running in front of your house, and that's a breaker. It's just like a lightning rod. You put a metal rod all the way down into the earth in order to draw down lightning, because the earth, in essence, either it can send up an electrical current or it can draw down an electrical current. It works in both ways, that it can draw up electrical currents from the planet, because if you ever watch volcanoes, when they erupt, you will see masses of electrical storms, and it's not coming from above. It's coming up out of the earth. There's electrical current that runs in this planet. It's called the Schumann frequency, which is a 7.82 hertz, that it's able to direct the current that runs, because we have 144 grids. We have the longitude and latitude. That's why a compass will always point due north from the magnetic pull that's in the planet. So what she's speaking about when she was asking about the copper roof is that the roofs were made basically, some buildings were in the old days was used for copper, but the quality of copper, they always had to have a lightning rod to ground it so it wouldn't draw, because copper is a conductor, but they had to have lightning rods in order to pull it from electrifying that whole roof. But they switched and start putting tin roofs on homes, as opposed to look like and make it, paint them green or red, the patina, to make it look like it was copper. Because copper, when it's colored, after it ages, it will create a patina, a darkening of it from the shiny brown. It will turn a greenish brown. If you ever watch a penny, as it gets older, it grows and has a patina that grows in the copper. That's the oxidation of it.
So I guess with the axe being made of steel, is a conductor too?
No, it's a splitter. So what you're doing is that if you got a current going and you put an axe down in it, what you're doing is you splitting the current. Because what you're doing is kind of like grounding it, putting a piece
mm-hmm.
of metal
okay.
to ground it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then an axe has got what? You got a wooden handle.
Yeah.
If you just put a steel axe down in there, you'd get a different react, because the wood is what you call an insulator. So if you took an axe and you chopped electrical cord, if you got a wooden handle, that electric, it might pop that axe and throw you back, but it's not going to come through that wooden handle.
Really?
Brother Tommy, thank you for that. That explains why my grandparents, I used to see my grandfathers, they would put axes, they would be in the yard. I always wondered why.
Yeah, well, I saw that with my great-grandparents, too, and they would do that. And I still do it if it gets too many storms going around. But what I have is I have copper tubes that I have stuck down into the earth with copper wires grounding my space around where I live at, because I ground the area.
Okay.
Wow. I
know.
Will
that stop the trees from coming down? Forgive me.
No,
forgive
go ahead,
me, sister. Go ahead. No, I was just wondering, would that stop trees from coming down?
Will stop the trees? No. I mean, we've had, okay, last night and yesterday, we've had what they call sprites. Sprite is when you get electrical storms with no rain. And that comes from the heat rising, and it creates, just like you said, with a volcano. You get the two airs high above, and then you get that electrical charge, that rolling thunder you get, what they call rolling thunder. Those clouds, they're clashing, and the sheets of lightning be shooting across, but it's no rain.
Mm-hmm.
They call
it
sprite.
Lightning.
Is it more dangerous without the rain?
Not exactly. It's going to be in sheets, so it'll stay above. It's not coming. The rain in itself is that it, just like with electricity. If you have electricity and water, what does it do? It will conduct it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when it's raining,
okay.
That's why when it's raining and you run and you don't go standing by a tree, you know, because trees are conductors, because they have water running up and down it, and it's absorbing water as it's raining, and so it will conduct, you know, that draw down that electricity in the water.
Yeah, I guess that's why the ground is split sometimes from lightning with all of the water sitting in it.
Right.
You know, I know with the police, they say years ago, When they first became police, well, cops, I think in the beginning they were just called cops, maybe not. But anyway, the reason they were called cops was because their badges weren't silver then. They were actually copper, and they were copper because of copper being such a great protector. And that's why their badges were copper, and so they called them cops.
Right.
Just talking about how great the copper is. But thank
right.
you all so much again.
But what you have to understand now, and that copper has been so
diluted.
No, it's not diluted. It's been overused, and now the copper mines, there used to be greater copper mines here. We've depleted. That's what the word I was looking for. We're depleting. Okay. The copper, the copper quality is not the same as it was back in the days when our grandparents was coming, when they made badges and things. The wiring and the penny, even the pennies are not as all copper, as the quality of copper as it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're not even copper anymore, are they? The pennies, aren't they? From some other material now?
They're a mixture,
some other
type of
metal.
Alloy. They're a mixture of alloys, just like the coins are not silver. They're copper and silver coated. Nickel is the only one that's still used, but it costs $1.15 to make one penny.
Although they're not all copper anymore, it takes that much to make it?
That's why it's costing so much. It's because they have to mix the alloys, and that's what's making the cost of it more to make a penny.
Oh, yeah, because copper's not expensive. It's just really it's a protector.
No, copper, go to a metal yard, and if you got some copper wire in that, copper is expensive. This is why people are stealing the copper out of abandoned buildings, taking the copper wire out of buildings, and even construction sites now have to put their copper wiring, they have to put it in locked containers, because people are coming and stealing it, because you get top dollar for copper wire.
Mm-hmm, for the wire, but what about, because you know what I do sometimes, like if I'm in Home Depot or Lowe's or somewhere, I just pick up the copper pipes, like, because it's real, it doesn't cost much at all, but it's
Because it's not really the copper, like when they used to make homes, the copper plumbing was real copper, it was a greater quality. That's why they start using PCP pipe instead of copper, because copper had gotten depleted. So, yeah, you have that copper, but it's recycled copper. That copper piping that you see in Lowe's is probably copper that's been recycled maybe 3 or 4 times.
And then the wire is actually all pure wire. Is that why the speaker wire costs so much now?
What the speaker wire costs much, but it's not a good conductor for transference out. When I used to be in the stereo equipment. The best wire and conductors was gold tips and certain grades of copper wire. The higher gauge of wire is the higher of quality of sound transmission. This is how they had it when you had stereo systems. And the greatest connectors were gold, what you plug into your stereo. You have regular tin or metal, but if you had gold, you had a better grounding and you got a greater quality of sound. And that's why they use gold as a greater conductor than copper. That's why we use gold in our children's ear when you first pierce a little girl's ear, because of the frequencies that's entering into her brain through her ears is better picked up a quality of sound. That's why we would do our children's, the little girl's ears when they were young with 14 gold posts.
Well, thank you so much. Thank everybody so much.
You're quite welcome, my sister. And by the way, what's your name?
Ishtar.
Oh, that's I knew you sound familiar.
Yes.
I came on last week and they said there was no show.
No, it wasn't
a
show last week. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Antoinette, you said you're going to have something on Sunday. What time is that going to be?
Okay, Dry Bones has a show on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., the Helios Filios.
Okay,
and that's 10 a.m.
Okay.
Eastern time. I'm having a show on Friday with Miss Kim Weston and the Dio. Wait a minute, let me just do it. The original Tuskegee Airmen.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and what time is that going to be on Friday?
At 9 o'clock.
9, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Now, you're welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for
and
having
don't forget,
me.
And also on Sunday at 3 p.m., we're drumming. Now, I have to get the information from Brother Ray for the Zoom call, but you know, if you can't get on Zoom, but, you know, we're still drumming at 3 p.m. Sunday Eastern time to lift every voice. And it is to, you know, we're drumming for a change, you know, for these evil creatures, people, and, you know, all this evil that's coming down on the earth that, you know, that it stops.
So no matter where you live, just take your bongo.
Pardon me?
So no matter where you live at, just take your bongo and go outside and start beating it?
Outside, inside, however you want to do it at 3 p.m. Eastern time. If I can get Brother Ray, forgive me, Brother Ray, for doing this, but I'm going to let you explain this. Brother Ray? Maybe he stepped away.
I am peacefully listening.
Oh, Brother Ray?
Yes.
Okay, can you explain coming to her more fully, please? And forgive me for just pulling you in.
Well, I'm enjoying it, and I didn't have anything to add, so I'm learning. And I appreciate everything that has been said. The drum call was made to bring us together, to bring the people who were understanding drumming. It was a message given to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. On a regular basis, I get a message from the Creator. And this particular morning, he said drum. and I didn't understand it. So I asked a couple of times, and he said drum again, but never explained to me what the drum was. So in my prayer that day, because I wanted to understand what he meant, it came to me that our ancestors used the drum to communicate with one another, and they used the drum to communicate with the Creator. And once I called around to see who understood this, I learned that people were very excited about the idea of a synchronized drum at a synchronized time. And we started it on a Sunday at 3 p.m. And every Sunday since then, since February, we've been drumming nationally around the country and now around the world. We have people on the continent of Africa and in South America drumming at 3 p.m. synchronized. And that's the basis of it. We're asking them to pray in their own language, in their own religion, to pray for divine intervention, or whatever prayer they want to the Creator to hear. My prayer has been for divine intervention. We do not understand all of the things that are going on, but the Creator knows all things. And that's basically what it is. It's working well. Changes are being made spiritually. And we have a couple of examples that we like to follow. One is what's taking place in Cote d'Ivoire, West Africa, where the president was kidnapped from 10 years ago and taken out of that country, and was released 2 months ago and back to his country now. And there are other things that are going on. We don't know everything yet, but some things are happening spiritually that's turning this evil around. I hope I explained that.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. You know, there's this sound, and people call it the hoodlum sound. But when my sons were younger, there was a store. It was a great big block, and you didn't have to cross the street or anything. So they used to beg, well, can we go to the store? Can we go to the store? So they were 8 and 9. So then I said, well, let me see, because we have to be able to communicate. So I had come up with that sound. You hear it when you, well, children, everybody does it. Now they go, ooh. So I said, okay, we have to have a sound. Mm-hmm. So I came up with that sound, and I would tell them, okay, go. You know, and I had them to walk away from me and keep going until you couldn't hear me anymore. If you can't hear me, you got to come back. But now I'm thinking, too, the only other sound that it carry like that is the drums, too.
Yeah.
And didn't they try to stop people from using bongos a few years ago or something?
Yes, they did. They're during the Haitian Revolution. They used the drum, and there are other cases where the drum was used in times of war, if you will. I think Brother Kwame explains that very well, where our Haitian brothers used it and effectively against the French, and I think we need to use it effectively against these people who are trying to get rid of us here now with all their different attacks upon us with their poisons. And I think it's time to do that, and we can expect them to react to the drum. But that's one thing they cannot stop, and that's a weapon that we have that they don't have. They don't have this sound that we make.
So what do we beat it for, about two to five minutes or what?
Well,
on Sunday.
Yeah. I would tell you it's a gracious thing, because we have different groups around the country, tribes, organizations who drum. Some of them would drum for 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
There's a group here in Fort Lauderdale. They start at 3 o'clock on Sundays, and 7 o'clock they'll be still drumming. You know, and they drum, they pray, and they sing and dance. You know, and they make a festival of it. They have food, and they invite people to come in. And it's growing. That idea is growing. Where they're using the drum to draw the people and to give them a way to fight back, to fight this this, these things that are happening to us. So, yes, yeah, you choose your time. You know, if you want to drum for 5 minutes, I have a lady up in Massachusetts, and she didn't understand any of this when we started, but she got a revelation and went out and got some boxes and some cans and took to the street with the kids in the neighborhood, and it's on and popping right now. They drum every Sunday with the boxes and the cans, and they're learning about this. She said to me that this is the greatest thing for her because the kids didn't have, they were all, you know, hanging out in the corners, didn't want to go to school. Now they want to learn about their culture because of the drum.
Yeah.
So it's been listening.
Thanks again so much.
Yes, yes. This is a spiritual warfare.
And I'd like to add with that, Brother Ray, another story that you'll be able to pull in that I use from once you started talking about it, because I've been talking about here in Chicago, and I'm quite sure it's in other places, we have these young brothers who be out beating these buckets on street corners as cars come off the expressway trying to get money for this, that, and the other. And I would pull over to the side, get out, go over there, and share with them the drumming on Sundays now, because I used to explain to them that they were hearing the frequency coming from the east, that they were doing the same rhythmatic beats on those buckets, and they didn't know why. They thought it was for a piece of change, when it was basically giving them spiritual instructions and guidance, and they got deep into it. And now I go out, and when I see certain individuals that I talk to, I have my bongos and in the car, I'll stop and I get out and I start playing with them. And you're talking about the joy on their faces to see an elder like myself get out with bongos while they beating on the buckets. You know, it just takes them to a whole different level. And like I said, these are ways that we can communicate with our youth on things that they're already doing. And again, just giving them a tidbit of our ancient knowledge that came from our people is just inspiring to them, because they've never heard it, they've never been taught it, they never realized or recognized it. So for me to get out and just to converse with them has been a big change in their lives as well as mine, because I get a lot out of it just as well as they do. So I've been meaning to share that with you, that I do here in Chicago with all of these brothers beating on these little buckets, trying to make a little piece of change.
One of the things that you know, that's so important to say to these young people is that the Creator chose the old because we know the way. And He chose the young because you are strong. And we can't make it without you, and you can't make it without us. So we have to come together, and the key to that is organization. So what I just heard you say is the beginning of organizing that community in Chicago, because those young people will listen to you when you come now. Before, they didn't want to hear what you had to say. But now that they see that there's a connection, and when they understand what that connection is and where it will take us, that they're not out there by themselves, that we are here for them, and we're not out here by ourselves, that they are here for us. And I think that that is going to grow, and we're going to begin to understand what that is. And also, I've been working on a plan. I hope I can finish this thing in the next couple of weeks. A plan of action that we can pass on to the younger people and pass on to people all over the world, because it affects each and every one of us. A plan of action that will bring us together and bring our power together, the power of the Spirit of God with us, to get these killers off and out of our lives. That's why I pray for divine intervention, and I pray that the Creator will remove them from this planet so that we can live in peace.
Do you know what else? Oops, go ahead.
No, I just said Ashe. Ashe.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And something else about the bongos, I just thought about this. Years ago, my daughter was 17 years old. So anyway, I had my bongos. I mean, where I was living at that time, I had more. It was more like here. I'm going to beat my bongos, of course, but these people here have something to say. But I'll beat them anyway, maybe up to 5 minutes. But where I was living before, I could really beat the bongos, right? So I'd be playing my music and I'm on the beat with the bongos and playing the bongos or singing and playing the bongos. So anyway, when she was 17, she was at this state where she wanted to do what she wanted to do. And I was explaining to her, hey, well, listen, you know, I don't know everything, but I'm just not understanding this right now, that I said come in at one time and you want to come in at another time. So she was going through a lot of misbehaving. And have any of you had, you would be asleep, you had that dream, and it felt like something in the dream was holding you down. You think you're awake and you're trying to get up and you can't move. So
yes, you feel like paralyzed. Yes.
Yeah.
You can't even talk or anything. You go to jail, you can't yell.
You're paralyzed all over.
Yes.
So anyway, one night I was in my bed, right? So for her to get from her room, she had to come up 3 steps to get into my room. So anyway, she said, you know, Mommy, she said, I was in there, and she said she was being held down. She actually said she seen something there holding her down. But I never seen anything. I know it's held down all the time. So she said as many times as that had happened to her, do you know what broke that? I wasn't playing the bongos at the time. Yeah.
Oh.
She said, Mommy, I heard you playing your bongo. And she said, I heard you playing your bongo. I had to run to the sound. Mm-hmm. The bongo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just wanted
but
to hear that.
That, you know, it's something that we all have to understand is what's called OBE, out-of-body experience. Your spirit can leave your body, and it frightens you when you see yourself in spirit form, and you can't move until it's come back into you. And this is part of understanding how to leave that body, and the sound of you beating the drum was like when we name a child in a naming ceremony, we put its day name in its ear, in its left ear. So if we ever need to call that spirit back, that's the name that we would call that person back with. And I just had the incident too. My mom, when she was going through her battle up there in Chicago with her heart attack and all, and the thing that happened with her when she had that experience, it was my grandfather told her she was riding the bike, and he told her to go back to her body, or told her to go back to her body. It wasn't time for her to come to the other side.
Well, you know what happened with my daughter. So when she got up and she was running to me, like I said, she had to come up the 3 steps. So it was so much noise with her coming, she actually woke me up. So she came running, and she's like, Mommy, the devil's chasing me. And so I'm laying in my bed, and remember, she's 17, so she jumps right up in the middle of me. So when she jumps right up in the middle of me, I take my arm and I got her. And my father used to box, so I'm trying to get my – I used to keep the bayonet from when he boxed one of his trophies. I'm trying to get my – I'm holding her. I'm trying to get my hand up under the bed to get the bayonet. Because guess what? I didn't see anything, but that presence was at my door. And it was like it wasn't a roaring sound. Maybe it was just the presence, the feeling of the presence, and it was such a strong feeling. So whatever it was at that time, it was really something there.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, we do have entities from the other side, and somehow or the other, it got attached to her, and that was what she experienced by doing what she was not supposed to be doing.
Okay. Bongos are really something. The copper and the bongo. Maybe I'll take and wrap some copper around my bongo. Some copper wiring.
Wow. Now, how would that work? I mean, how would that help, brother Ray or brother Kwame? Would that make it more intense, more intensified?
Well,
Yeah,
because you have some brothers that will take on their djembe, they have like a sheet of either tin or a copper sheet, and then they'll put little like bells on it. So when they're beating, it rattles, the vibration rattles through that copper. So it's different ways in which you can use it to transmit that. And the other thing is just like kungas. Kungas are on metal stands, some of them. That's why they're stood up and they stand on metal stands. It's because that way the sound comes out in the way that they were designed, because those were the Angolans and the ones that were in Cuba that designed them from the djembe that was part of the West African drums that were brought to Haiti.
And what word was that you were saying? Cougars?
Kunga. That's the long, thin drums. They're the father of the bongo.
Okay. Thank you.
Because they're made on
the
same line.
Background noise. It sounds like a TV or is someone talking? If you could turn it down or mute it, I would truly appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, because it was kind of like the beatniks made that popular when they condensed the kungas down to the bongo, where they could put it between their legs and beat, as opposed to stand up and beating.
It looks like we're getting there, one way or another.
But
here
what,
we come.
Brother Ray is doing, and what Spirit gave him, is that we're triangulating energy with the drum. When we do it at 3 o'clock here on the East Coast, and on the continent at whatever time it is there in South America, so we're triangulating a frequency of a heartbeat into the planet.
Yes, just to add to that real quick, that, again, that energy 7 is coming directly from the drum. Drum is 7. That's a form of, as we said, communications. It's conversating through the energy from the drum, and Brother Kwame just put it in a great way, triangulating that triangle, 3 being tri, is coming together to that point, even when we look at that pyramid, coming up to that point, helping that, as it's called, that capstone to start to vibrate. That capstone starts to resonate, that energy. And this is what we're coming to now, getting back to that energy field from the ancient pyramids that we're all a part of, because pyramids is 31, that 4 spiritual. And this is what the drum is able to communicate when we can't verbally.
Mm-hmm.
That power of the drum is that beat. As Kwame said, it's permeating that sound or that frequency coming from the earth, 528 hertz, 6, heart 6, beat 6. We're getting on that beat. that vibration being the six. So, yes, coming into next year, 2022, being a six. Wow. We should come in leaving this year with these last 6 months, coming into the new year of 2022, that six, with a hiccified beat. Wanted to use another word, but it's not necessary. Coming in with a, that vibration that we don't. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. No, but that, again, that's just the ancient knowledge that, again, we perish for that lack of knowledge. We're coming back into that knowledge just by using this part of the drumming, bring us back in order. Because the longer you beat, just like the longer you meditate, the longer you pray, the more clear the clarity starts to come. And things now during this age of Aquarius being that seven is being revealed. The clarity is getting better and better, stronger and stronger.
But Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir.
It's something you were saying earlier about Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important that we're mindful and what Brother Ray has been given to begin this, to get synchronized, is because this is the 20th anniversary on September 11th, 2021, because it was September 11th, 2001 when that incident had happened. And the 20-year anniversary is going to be something that's got to happen in this part of their keeping up their fear. This is what the COVID started off leading into and got us into at the beginning of this 2021. And so what we're seeing now is a precursor to what's getting ready to happen in September, because already you've seen what Biden has already said, that August 31st by September the 1st, that he's going to have all of the troops out of all of these battle zones that they're in and bringing them all back home. That is a red flag, and something's getting ready to happen on this soil, you know.
Yes.
And to be mindful and to be prepared because of what they had, you know, we've had this lockdown. We've got the people inoculated, the ones who have took the shot, but you're going to look at the rest of us that hasn't, and then you're looking at the rebellion like in England and France and Australia, where they're chasing down people and detaining them to get to take them in to be vaccinated. So this is getting ready to be a real change that's getting ready to come on this fall season. Like you were saying, we're getting ready, something is getting ready to fall.
Yes, sir. Yes, you just echo. I was going to bring it in, but you just echo what I've been saying during this summer when we went through the summer solstice. Enjoy this little summer, family, but hopefully you're really prepared for the fall, because this I've been hearing them here in Chicago talk about a mandate. They finna mandate these masks. They finna mandate this stay at home again. See, all this little tomorrow here will start one of the biggest concert festivals, Lollapalooza. It's going to start, and you should hear the rhetoric that is already being permeated on what their expectations of this Delta variant is going to extract after this so-called Lollapalooza. So, yeah, they're getting, because they have, as they say, hundreds of thousands of people coming from all over the country coming here for this little concert within these next several days that they will be having this. So, yeah. That preparation,
right.
Of that drawdown from the armed forces to bring them back to protect this country from those of us who will be rebellion against this daggone shot that they're getting ready to try to force mandate on people, because they're pushing this mandate on those who go to work now. It's now in all government jobs, it's a mandate for everybody to get it or to lose their position or get fired if they don't take it.
And
so,
go
ahead.
Yeah, and history repeats itself, because this is July 1932 was the beginning of what we now know as the Tuskegee experiment, is when they began the process of giving syphilis to those black men there in Alabama. And it was in 1932, 89 years ago, that they did this. And here we are now, full circle, with now looking at vaccines again, when they were inoculated with syphilis.
And no telling what they're inoculating us with this so-called pandemic.
Well, it's really, it's a genetic, there's a series on Netflix, it's called Orphan Black. And what they're showing is how they clone these women and how they went about this procedure and getting the government, because the government already says you can't clone a natural organ from a person. So if they take our RNA and they give you that shot, they've altered your gene. Now they can get a patent on your DNA because it's no longer an organic. It has been altered by a substance that they injected into you.
I think this is even more reason that we need to drum and drum harder and get
right.
more people involved, because something has to change. We know what they're doing. We know how they're doing it, when they're going to do it, and we need to be prepared for it. And that's what I've always said. We are not prepared
right.
for what's coming.
But and the drum call is a thing to where we may have to be able to use the drum. If we get used to drumming at 3 o'clock on Sunday, if it gets down to it to where we're being on lockdown and we have to make escape, we've got to be able, like Ishtar was saying, that she gave the little shrill that the women do, but it only can travel so far. But the drum travels a lot farther, and we would be able to communicate if we know that, you know, Brother West lives up in Atlanta. And if I'm having to make my way to him, and the way that I'll be able to communicate and let him know without using technology is begin to drum where he could hear.
And that drum will call in the spirits who will fight for and with us, what I call the God's warriors, in to do this battle.
Right. But we have to understand that, just like Ishtar was saying about the entity that followed her daughter because of whatever she did to brought the negative spirit, we have to understand how the drum to bring those good spirits and those ancestors that we call in doing our drumming. And so these are the ways in which we have now to practice with each other every Sunday at 3 o'clock, and how we're going to drum and how to call for those ancestors that will come to help us to see this and begin to use it and see how to do it the same way the Haiti, the folks in Haiti, were able to use the spirits of Vudam to overcome the French.
So are you saying that, like, calling on the ancestors, maybe that'd be three beats or, you know, three beats per beat, nine beats?
No, I don't, it's not specific beat. There's certain rhythms that you can beat that it's just like in Wudang circles, there are certain energies that happens. It's just like when you come to a drum circle, everybody will come into that circle with their drums, and one person will start a beat, and everybody synchronize. You can watch it if you ever go to drum circles. Everybody synchronizes to where we're not beating the same beat, but we're in synchronized beat.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, energy, because energy is never lost or destroyed. Energy is always transferred from one to another. So we got to send this energy.
Yes.
Right. And that's why Brother Ray was saying lift every voice and sing, because that was our anthem for us in our independent song, would be the song that we would be trying communicating with that rhythm to get that energy of those ancestors to be present with us at the time that they had. They know what the struggle was when that song was written back in the early 1900s. I think it was 1905 when he wrote it. But
was it Swing Low? It was the first spiritual song,
right? And being able to call all of those spirits
of the ancestors.
Right.
Yes. Yes. That's a great army. That's a great army to have. And when you understand what it means, I think that we don't have to fear what they plan to do. We don't have to fear it.
No, we definitely don't have to fear, because fear basically is no more than an incubator. The fear is what they put in the mind or mentally. It's called psychological fear. Psychological eight, fear is eight. This is the purge eight that they're using mentally, eight, to create more mental illness. As we started off with the gymnast who's basically stepping out of the competition because of her mental stability. So, yes. So all of this is basically getting us to the point where the ancestors are truly starting to help us, and we're able to now truly understand what the ancestors are giving, what we've been asking for, because what you want wants you, and all we have to do is, the old saying is, speak it into existence. In our heart lies the answer, and once we start that beat coming from the heart, it resonates, because our heart is the same letters as earth. We just put that H to heart at the end, and that heart now becomes earth. It's all connected to that beat, to that vibration coming directly from the skin, skin being six of those drums, just giving that beat. Give me a beat. Give it to me, family, because you're giving it to me right now through the word. That's why word is six, connected to the beat, connected to the balance of what we speak. We speak it into existence, just like through our hearts, we play it, that vibration, into existence. So, yes, keep on keeping on.
Even the grandfather clock, I don't know if they still are up. But when they started making a grandfather clock, that pangolin swung to the beats. Like, you know how we have different heartbeats? It swung to the beats of people's heartbeats. That's how important a heartbeat is. And then with the talking about fear, fear is the greatest sin of all, is fear.
But the key to that psychological fear, when people in fear, that's when you get scared, because a scared person is liable to do anything.
And this is why we see all the craziness happening right now, because of fear.
Yeah.
Keep asking why people doing crazy stuff. Hey, fear will have people do things that they wouldn't normally do, because fear is not normal. And this is what they're pushing.
Brother Tyreek and I went through that earlier today about the fear, how they have put fear in the hearts and in the minds of the people across the planet. And that's why they're doing anything they tell them to do, anything that they say. People who fear what they're saying are doing whatever they tell us. So we got to break that fear, and that this drum, we believe, will break the fear in the hearts and the minds of the people. And as we've always said, there are more of us than there are of them. And we just have to come together spiritually and address these issues. This is a spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. That people will come together, and they will, through that drum beat, that heartbeat of the people, the heartbeat of truth, will bring us to stand and the warriors to come out and do their job.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
I'm so grateful for this group of people, because it took me a while to figure some of these things out that have been coming forth since I've been involved with this group and with Antoinette. I'm so appreciative, because I couldn't understand why I've been through certain things and I've been out of body experience. I've watched myself lay on a gurney. I've been up into the clouds where I looked back and saw my body. And I didn't understand any of that for a while, but it did happen. And I've been through a lot of things that I didn't understand how I got through those things. And it's all spiritual, and I appreciate it so much. And that's why I'm willing to accept what I'm hearing, because it does, you know, the truth will... You will witness to the truth when you hear it. So I just want to say thank you, all of you.
And thank us, because the thing that each one of us on here, that right now, and it's even